The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, talking about their new study showing just how much bad credit scores could be costing households. Ted, thanks for being on with us. You know, we look at a bad credit score maybe stopping you from doing something, but what you're kind of pointing out here is that it's actively costing a lot of households money.
That's right. An average of about $3,400 a year, which is significant because that represents about 4% of the median household income. And a lot of times people with lower credit scores have lower incomes. This may not be money that they can really afford to pay. And let's face it, fewer than half of Americans could afford to pay for a $1,000 emergency from their savings. So this is definitely an added cost that is straining a lot of budgets. We're talking about higher fees for all types of loans and lines of credit, even insurance products. A lot of people don't realize that credit scores go into that. So it is a significant pain point, considering that about a quarter of Americans have lower credit scores and about a quarter have no credit score whatsoever.
Ted, what are some of the easiest first steps somebody can take to improve their credit score?
A good first step would be to go to annualcreditreport.com, figure out where you stand, look at your credit reports. Are there any errors? The Federal Trade Commission says 1 in 5 Americans have errors on their credit reports. And you know, that could be accounts that don't belong to you or payments that you thought were on time that you're being blamed as late. Start there. A lot of banks and card lenders will give you credit scores and reports for free as well. Or you can pull this information at Experian.com or MyFICO.com. Figure out where you stand. And then even if you have blemishes on your report, if you have late payments, you can't totally get out of that. I mean, late payments will stick on your report for up to 7 years, but the impact is most pronounced in the first year or two. And you can mitigate the impact by offsetting it with good stuff, signing up for Experian Boost and getting certain rent and streaming and utility plans credited on your report, maybe getting on a parent or spouse's credit card as an authorized user and piggybacking off of their hopefully good credit history, maybe signing up for a secured card or a credit builder loan, basically figuring out how to get as much good information on there as possible.
Yeah, I want to kind of go through some of those things that you just mentioned, because I think for a lot of parents, it's kind of hard to, you know, how to teach your kids how to build good credit when so much has changed in the last 20 years. You know, it might be 20 years might pass, and it's a completely different way of building good credit than it was a couple of decades ago.
Yeah, it's a good point. It has gotten harder to get your first credit card, for better or for worse. I mean, it was well-intentioned, actually, when the Card Act of 2010 made it harder to get a credit card before your 21st birthday. A lot of Gen Xers in particular got in trouble with credit cards. They signed up on the college quad and they overdid it. So this act pushed the marketers off college campuses, and it made it harder to get a card before your 21st birthday. But the unintended consequence is basically that it takes to build credit. And if you don't have the experience, well, then at some point that could hurt you, because landlords are going to check credit, lenders, even utilities and cell phone providers and insurance companies want you to have a good credit score. So sometimes it has gotten too difficult to get started. There are some things you can do. You can get a secured card or a student card that are often easier to get, and you can build credit that way. I really like the authorized user idea, because if you get on a parent or spouse's credit card, that can help you just by nature of being associated with that account. If a parent has good credit, adding their kids to their credit cards, maybe somewhere in the late teen or early 20 years, can really give them a leg up.
Ted, what are some of the, if any, emerging methods to improve your credit? Is it still just the traditional methods, maybe your car payment, insurance payments, or is there some new emerging methods you can use to improve it that maybe go under the radar?
There are some newer things. Experian Boost is a good example. That's a free program that you can opt into with Experian, one of the three major credit bureaus, to give permission to look for things like on-time streaming service payments and utilities and cell phone plans and even certain rent payments. E-Credible Lift is another example of an alternative credit monitoring system that is really all about utilities and just various types of utilities, electric and gas and trash and water and basically behaviors you're already doing that haven't traditionally counted on a lot of credit reports. If you can opt into these programs and get those added, there's also a number of rent payment services, things like RentTrack and Rental Karma, and just various ways to get your rent to appear on credit reports. There's been a push for that in recent years. The Bilt MasterCard is a credit card that also has a strong housing component. They can help get a lot of rent payments put on your report. That's the largest monthly expense for a lot of households. So that's a really good one that if you can get that tracked, then that can give you a leg up for a lot of things, including future loan applications, maybe even help you get a mortgage, help you get a credit card or a car loan. It's really all about filling your report with good information and maybe taking advantage of things you're already doing that just haven't traditionally counted. Buy now, pay later is going to start to appear on a lot of credit reports this fall. That's another thing that could help people that use services like Affirm and others responsibly. Then again, if you pay late, it's going to start dinging you. But I think that's fair just because the credit score is supposed to predict how likely you are to repay a lender. I like that responsible usage is going to start helping.
Well, it's all great information. Thanks for sharing some of that with us. Ted Rossman with Bankrate joining us live, talking about credit score and some of the new ways you can work to build up that credit in 2025, a little bit different than it was many years ago.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.